Coming on consideration tests, Sif Aleph. So the Mishnah Brachos is Arba Tzrichim L'Hodos. Four people have a chiyuv to give hodah. Yerda Hayam Kishalu Mimena. Yerda Hayam after they've finally left the Yam. So it means even if they stop for a trip, but stop for along the way. At a port, and they take off, even if they get off the boat for a day or two, but if they haven't, they're going back onto the Yam, that's called, they weren't Olam Mimeno yet. The Halacha Midbariyah is Kishigiyah LeYishuv. The Halacha Midbariyah is, again, when they arrive at their destination, so they stop overnight in some oasis along the way, but tomorrow they're going back into the Midbar. That's not called they've left the Midbar. Mishal Yecholah Minisrapa. Person who was ill and has recovered. Say a little bit right. Thank you. A person who had been imprisoned and was able to leave the prison. And the word chayim stands for chavush, a person who's been imprisoned. Yisurim, person who's been ill in the sense he's been through Yisurim, Yam, and Midbar. So that's how you remember those four people which have a chiyuv to give a birchas hodah to Hashem. Okay?
So a professional sailor who might be important for just a very, very short time would never say a bracha?
If he came home, you know, he's leaving again in a day or two, that's called he arrived home. So he would say the bracha.
What a professional sailor.
Okay, Aleph Kesholim Mimeno, Badavka Kesholim Mimeno Lagamri. It says he's left. He left the Yam. Beimaklozem Mashem Dim Masrina B'Kishabol LeNomel. Would they stop by a port? Ranoshim Shabol Yardim LeYabosha. People get off the boat LeYarm LeYamim even for a day or two. Or actually, Tegias Manasina LeLechol till the time for the boat to go further. Over there, they do not make the bracha. He's not left the sakana because he's going back into the yam. So the same thing. People are traveling in the midbar. They go over. They stop at night by a city. They'll be continuing tomorrow back into the midbar. They do not make the bracha. A person who was ill and recovered. And this halacha that if he recovers, he has to make a bracha. It's only if he's back to his full health. So that's when the chiyuv. If the person is back, is basically back to himself, so then he makes the bracha. Even if the person, let's say, he's not going to recover totally, but as far as he's going to recover, he's recovered. You know, the person had an accident and he's always going to have a limp afterwards. But once he gets back to the state of being where he has no illness, he has a limp. That would be, for these purposes, it would also be called that he recovered. Okay, the last case is a person who was imprisoned and was released. When we say the other three cases, that clearly these are the person is in the yam. A yam, by definition, is a place where a person is not safe. Midbar, a person is not safe. A person who's been ill, his life is in danger. So what about the case of the person who's been in prison? We're talking about a person who's been in prison, all these kinefoshes, that the issue was over here was potentially life-threatening. Okay? Dafka, that's what Magen Rambam says. Many disagree. Take a look, we'll see the Bir Alocha. What is the point on that is? Even a person has had multiple scenarios which he's been saved from, one bracha will fulfill all the scenarios. Okay. So one of the examples I give over here in the Mosef Dirshu, let's say a person is traveling outside of Eretz Yisrael to go to a hospital for a surgery, coming to a world-renowned surgeon in some place in Europe or in America, which does the surgeries. He travels out of Eretz Yisrael to get the surgery. So he traveled by plane, which means a person travels by plane over water. So we make a bracha. But he's coming here for the surgery, so he hasn't really pretty finished the process. So does he make a bracha? He lands, and he goes to shul Thursday morning, and then he's going to be going into the hospital for his surgery. So does he make a bracha under those circumstances? So he brings a machlokes to Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yashar. Rabbi Yashar said that he does not, and Rosh Hashanah said that he does. Okay. So they furthermore, they've written the following: the katan eino mechuyev lahadus afilu mitzad mrs. chinuch. The halacha doesn't apply to a katan. So the chazal said as misha that hagamel lachayivim type by esh gemalani katan. That even a person is scribed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person is found lacking and guilty to Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, the person is still mated to the person and has mercy upon him. A katan is a whole different ball game. It's not chayiv in anything. Right, so there's not even mitzvah chinuch in that situation. Okay, we got noshim. You're saying we don't. We got noshim, women as well. Minig olam shein mevorchem brachas hu. He says that the women do not make this bracha. It's minig olam. Now, the question is, why not? Women really should be making this bracha, just like men make the bracha. Some Rechardim explain a reason. Let's see. The law says you require 10 people. It's preferred to be done in the presence of 10 people. We do it in shul for that reason. We know that there's definitely going to be a minion there, but it should be done. The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk that the Viramimu b'kalam. The Shulchan Aruch is going to bring that. The Gemara brings this pasuk that you should be Viramim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise him, lift him up, literally praise him b'kalam together as part of the nation gathering together, which was obviously means a minion. So therefore. But Lava Achara, Leisha, would not be comfortable and proper that a woman to go in front of a minion of 10 men and then make this bracha. So that's maybe the reason why people are not doing it. And therefore, Yesha Kosum, if that's the reason, Kamakam Lachanusha, Tivorek, Bifne Asara, Akapanam, Bifne Noshim, Leishacha. That she should make the bracha, because there's no reason why a woman should not make the bracha, Mikra Din. Elma, you have this problem that it's not appropriate for her to get to this whole minion. So she can get together 10 women, or 9 women and her, and one man, her husband, let's say. And she should say the bracha under those circumstances. That's when Shabbat comes out. That's also possible. Okay.
What's the rationale that she needs a man? One person should be a man?
Right. We'll see in the that preferably that these two of them should be Timur Chachamim. So if she can't get two, she can get at least one.
No, I wonder why the Nechama doesn't include a war scenario. Someone survives a battle or a war.
Well, we'll talk at the end of the siman about other scenarios besides the four. But the four are based on the psukim. So I guess the question is on the pasuk, really. Then, all right.
What worse than
Tanakh? What?
What worse than Tanakh?
Not here. It's based on the Kapitel Tillim, where there four times it says Yedo Hashem Chasu Minifloisav Livnei Adam. It goes through the scenario of different types of scenarios, and each time at the end it says, you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his chesed and say over his niflos to the Adam. And it says that after a person who went to the Yam, a person who went to the Midburn, a person who was ill, and a person who was imprisoned. So those are the four examples that the Torah gives. So that's why the Shonar is going to follow those four. Okay.
Maybe to anticipate a little bit, if we're going to talk about war. Suppose, like a first scenario, someone's in a very difficult battle, he survives, but he's captured. So he's going to be in prison, basically. After. So if he's going to make a bracha on surviving the battle, would he then not, because he's immediately into captivity?
I would imagine that he would not, because the surviving the battle is really the point of surviving, being under the potential danger from the enemy. So he's not, because he was captured. Okay.
What if someone was captured?
That was what Irving asked. The case of person. If you say that a person would make a bracha of Birchas HaGomel after being in a battle, because he survived the battle, so it becomes a person survived the battle, but he was captured. So he survived the battle, but he was captured. What happens over there? So I don't think you say in that case. Okay, so the Bir Halacha touches on two things. The first Bir Halacha deals with the definition of a yam. Is there any water events or not? So idafka yam or who din horosh mahalcha by vaniyos abedarves etzim kumashaderech ben horosh akdal. What about rivers, which they go on boats or on rafts? What's the lechover there? So he would suggest the following: that it depends. We'll see later on when we say the person traveling in the derech, which we're applying this halacha. We said that midbar is a dafka midbar. Or any time you're traveling outside of the, I mean, those days basically people lived within the areas around the city, and then in between the cities it wasn't necessarily midbar, right? It could be quite fertile land, but it wasn't inhabited. So in Tziv Zayin he deals with that question. He brings that in Ashkenaz and Sefaraz the minhag was not to say, because it's dafka holchei midbar. And Svar the minhag was to say, because all drachim are mecheses sakana. We create a halachic assumption that called drachim mecheses sakana. So Mishavura says the same way that's true in regards to the definition of midbar. Halachic midbar, according to the Bnei Svarad, they assume that it's lav dafka midbar means any situation where it's mecheses sakana. Midbar is an example of mecheses sakana. So when the pasuk says yam, it's lav dafka yam, it's any situation where a person will be in the chesed sakana of being with water. But according to Ashkenaz, Bnei Ashkenaz and Sarfas, which don't make a bracha, because it's dafka midbor, means the pasuk says midbor means dafka midbor, so yam means dafka yam. The man darmer hosam filu b'stam drachim nami v'orchid k'makin hu adin hochad l'gar nor godo m'stam drach. Right? So that erases his question. Okay. Furthermore, the poshut the kuli alma, he didn't have to necessarily have had any major catastrophe take a long, he hit this major dust storm and he just almost made it out alive. He almost didn't make it out alive. He just made it out alive. No, he went through the midbar, nothing happened. It went fine, right? Went in, went out, right? No problems, everything went fine. But the point is, or the person goes into the yam, there was no storms that he was forced to face, and the boat going up and down and almost capsizing. No, it was totally fine voyage. He went to midbar, he didn't get lost, didn't lose his water, etc. Because I'll send you some reward even so. Okay. The point is, this is a place where these things could happen and might happen. So, therefore, the fact that that itself is what the Halakhah Baruch Hu saved him and brought him safely is by not having the things happen to him. So that's also part of the chiyuv of saying Birchas HaGomel. One of the questions that comes up is flying. So, what's the issue? Why is Yam a place to make the bracha? Because a Yam is a place where a person really is not, by definition, is not in a safe place. Right? Person on dry land is in dry land. Person out in the middle of the water, right? He's dependent upon the boat functioning properly. The boat doesn't function properly, he's in danger. Right? So the etzem, this is the place of sakana. With a vehicle, hopefully solving his problem. Well, most people, when they're up at 30,000 feet in the air, it's not a safe place, except the fact that there's a vehicle helping him, keeping him safe. So l'chara, that should be the equivalent of traveling in the Yam. So anytime you go up in the air, it's the same thing as going into the water. So even though I'm traveling totally over land, right, but even traveling over land doesn't make you that much safer when you're, you know, a fall from 30,000 feet over land is not the safest place to be either, right? So the Rav Avadya paskens that the person should make a garmol anytime he goes on a plane. And the Svardim, many Svardim follow that psak. So you'll have a fellow who goes, he travels for business a lot. So about every week or every other week, the guy's saying a good brachos a garmol. That was an early mint yeshiva. So because he took a plane trip, his Svardi, and he took a plane trip. For Ashkenazim, even though it's just in Rav Moshe actually seems to agree with that in Svarta. That really the person should make a bracha. But whatever reason, it seems to be been this kabbal that the Maisa, we only do it with the Shema, but that to do it the full Birchus HaGemel with the Shema Malchus, since he's so later on, there's a Shita which said that Dafka, these four, right? The Mishnah Berurah brought two opinions. Even though our minig is not to limit it to these four, but if you're in one of those scenarios where it's become something which is considered normal and safe, by definition, and it's not one of the four, right? You know, nowadays, for the most part, boat travel is also safe. I mean, you know, something happens once in a while. Something happens once in a while with a plane, but that's if it's safe. Elamai, what if it's one of the four? It's not really one of the four. So unless a person travels over a body of water, not. What is, I do want to point out though, that there's some, you know, going over the Yam means going over there. It doesn't mean like if the plane is near the, right near the harbor, and it makes its last turn for its descent and coming into the air over the water. That's what I'm talking about. But you have, let's say a person flies out to Long Island, right? There's Southwest has one of their, they have a hub, an islip. It's about an hour out on Long Island. You travel out over the Atlantic Ocean. The flight pattern is over the ocean. You look out, there's water there. So you should say a garmol in that situation. You definitely went out into the Yam. Right, that would count that a person is traveling over the to the Yam, and he should make a bracha in that situation. I know people do that, but really that should be correct. Okay, let's hold it here.